Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me on Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. Tell you what, man, if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I'm here, I got you. That's what we do on Coach P's Perspective. You know, one of my ultimate goals here is I want to help you identify principles that you can apply in your journey to personal growth and success. And the bottom line is this. When you listen to these episodes, we want to provide you with a dose of strength that can help you take on life's most significant challenges and succeed. And if we're doing that, if you enjoy it, hey, I ask you to run over to Apple Podcasts real quick. Give us a 5-star review, maybe a short written review, and then share these podcasts. You know, you can share them out on social media. You can get the link and share these out. That's how we grow the podcast. That's how we spread the message. You know, and ultimately, we want to positively impact you as a person, your home, your community, this nation, and the world. So again, thanks for jumping on Coach P's Perspective. And let's get ready for today's episode. All right, hey there, family and friends. Hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. I'm grateful. Before we get started, real quick, I want to read one of our review of the week. All right, so this says, great perspective. Chad brings it each and every podcast. Really genuine and shows his heart as a coach, leader, dad, husband, and Christ follower. And that's from Matt Riley. Hey, Matt, thank you, man. I appreciate it big time. Many blessings to you. And for everybody that listens, thank you so much for your support. You know, if you would, hop on over to Apple Podcasts, Coach P's Perspective, and give us a quick written review, a 5-star review. We appreciate it. I like to feature these before the podcast episodes because they really do they make an impact. And, man, the goal here is to spread the message, to be able to be a light for people, to give them actionable steps, to build into their life, to help change their life in a positive way. So, this matters, and it's one of the ways that we grow the show, and I'm appreciative. Okay, so today's episode is from a chapter in my book, Game Changing Moves, called Outside the Box. Okay, AKA, I'm going to call this Pull the Mop. All right, so here's the thought process behind this. I would say that many people, especially from, I guess, kind of from the outside looking in, would say I'm an outside the box kind of coach. All right, so the way I coach and train my wrestlers, the way I coached and trained my football players, a lot of unique things, right? We use some very unique technique, unique training strategies. But I want to point out, we're not trying to be different just to be different, okay? And that's never the goal. The goal is to be different, to be efficient, to be different, to be better, to think outside the box and not abandoning the basics, not abandoning the things that we know that work, but adding to and then always questioning everything, always looking at what's the thought process behind this? How can we take this and improve upon it or replace it if need be? Maybe new information was learned and so we can replace that. So I want to encourage you as you're listening to this, open up your mind and then go back and think about how can I think outside the box? How can I bring a different perspective or thought process into what I'm doing, all right? So maybe it is coaching, maybe it's teaching, maybe it's for the business that you own or that you run, maybe it's in relationships, because a lot of people do and train and teach the same way that they were taught or the same way that they learned, all right? So let me use coaching as an example. A lot of coaches just coach how they were coached. They never question the process. They never try to take and improve upon that. Now, if you had good coaches, and man, I'm blessed to have had some incredible coaches in my life who I love, adore, try to learn from, stay in contact with. Take the things you learn from them and utilize those, man. Run with those. We don't have to, you know, reinvent the wheel all the time. But again, question everything. Question the process. Is there a way I can make this better and more efficient? Things change. You know, principles are principles and they apply everywhere. But things change. Things advance. New information comes out. So, as I talk about thinking outside the box, again, it's not just to be different, it's to be better and it's to be more efficient. All right. So let me tell you the thought process behind pull the mop, the way this started, and then I'm going to connect some principles here. All right. So a number of years ago, I had this girl who was a wrestling manager of ours. She had never been around wrestling, had a friend that was one of the managers on our team, and so came and joined the team as a manager. And our managers often clean the wrestling mats afterward, right? So we have a process. You have like this little sprayer, and they have the cleaner in there, and they pump it up, and they walk around, they spray the cleaner on the mats. And then pretty much everybody today in the world of wrestling has what we call a monster mop, which is like this big mop. It's like 6 foot long, okay, in width, like a little pad that you put down as a Velcro thing, and you stick the mop on the pad, or you stick the pad on the mop, and anyway, you spray the mats down, and then you push back and forth this 6 foot wide thing that covers, you know, a big section of mat at a time. Very efficient, great way to mop the mats, cleans them well. Okay, then you take the pad off, and you can put a new one on. You throw that one in the washer, and you may use it a couple of times, but everybody, I'm talking like 100 out of 100 coaches, or 100% of the coaches I've ever seen use this mop, use it the exact same way. All right, so everybody sprays the mats down. And then whether it's the coach doing it or one of their athletes or the managers or whatever, because often they do this at tournaments in between rounds so that they're cleaning the mats, people push the mop. They get behind it and they push it. And if you've ever used one of these things, even though that they're awesome, it's a workout. It's tough. It like really sticks to the mat and you're pushing it. And you're mean like your feet are sliding because you're walking on, you know, a wet mat that you just sprayed down. The whole process is just not easy. And we never really questioned, I don't think, because everything about wrestling is hard. Practice is hard. Moving mats is hard. Cleaning mats is hard. We're just like, hey, wrestling is hard work. Deal with it. Well, so I have this manager that comes in, never seen wrestling in her life, knows nothing about it. It was like her second day. The girls the day before cleaned the mat. And so the next day she was like, practice over. She's like, hey, I'll clean the mats. So one of the managers is spraying, and then she grabs it. And she's cleaning the mats. I'm not really paying attention. I'm over on the side. I'm talking to a couple of my coaches and wrestlers. And I look out and I notice instead of pushing the mop, she's facing away from it. She's in front of it. So when you push it, you're standing behind it. She's in front of it. She's holding onto the handle and she's pulling it. So now the large pad is behind her and she has the handle and she's walking facing forward and she's pulling it. And literally she's doing it effortless. But in my mind, I'm kind of laughing, and I told the coaches, I'm like, oh, man, I'm like, okay, she doesn't know how to clean the mats, but it's okay. We'll teach her afterward. And, man, she's giving it a good effort. Second day, she's jumping in there and trying to help out where she can. I go back talking to the coaches. A couple of my wrestlers come over, were talking to me. Well, she gets done cleaning the mats and left before I had an opportunity to talk to her. But I look over at the mats, and whenever you clean them with the monster mop and you have the liquid on the ground, you can see everywhere that has been mopped, or you can see if there was anywhere that's been missed. And these mats were just slick, right? They were covered perfectly. And so I look at that and I'm like, wow, well, actually looks like it was cleaned really good. And I just like all of a sudden it dawns on me. So I walk over and I grab the mop and I put it on the mat and I walk in front of it and start pulling it like she was doing. And I stop after like 5 feet and I'm like, are you kidding me? No way. I am 100% sure now after doing this, this is how this mop was invented to work. But no one in the wrestling world uses it this way. We all push it and we struggle and we slide and it's tough. I don't think it's meant to be pushed. I think you were supposed to grab it and pull it along behind you and walk, because literally it was zero effort and it cleaned the mats even better. Here's the point of this story. It took someone outside of the wrestling world who had never seen a wrestling match, who had never seen anybody else clean mats. I think maybe she saw it for a second the day before, but it took somebody outside of the wrestling world to come in with a different perspective to create a process that was more efficient and easier. All right. I believe in hard work, but I also believe in creating processes that are simplified or easier or more effective or efficient. In life, we only know what we know, right? You don't know what you don't know. This young lady didn't know the way, I'm doing air quotations, you're listening to me right now, but she didn't know how it was supposed to work. So she just did what she thought should happen. Well, happens that that was the better way, okay? So when I'm talking about outside the box perspectives, sometimes we need someone who is completely 100% outside of our category, someone who's not in the wrestling world, somebody who is maybe running a financial advising business, someone who's not in the financial advising world, maybe you work in technology, somebody who's not in technology. Sometimes we need somebody from like a different area to come in with a fresh perspective because they haven't been trained the way you've been trained. They don't have preconceived notions. They don't know that this is the way it's supposed to go down. This is why it's so important to have mentors. This is why it's so important to have performance coaches or mindset coaches or clarity coaches, whatever you want to call them in your life, because they bring outside perspectives that you've never thought of and you can't think about it because you only know what you know. Your brain is limited. This is why we read books. This is why you should go to leadership conferences or you should attend, you know, trainings that are within your area of expertise and outside of your area of expertise. So a number of years ago, when I finished competing wrestling in college, man, there were some years there that I really was on the struggle bus because I had competed my entire athlete. I mean, my entire life as an athlete, right? Started wrestling by the time I could walk, was competing soon after. So grew up wrestling, playing football, playing baseball, always some sort of competition. And then in college, I just wrestled. I actually trained my last 2 years with the football team when I was going to college, trained with them in the summertime, and it was awesome. It was much different. I wanted to play football as well. My wrestling coach was like, I will take your scholarship away if you play football because you're not going to go out there and get hurt. Now I kind of wish I would have just went and done it anyway. But here's the point. I wrestled all the way through college, 5 years, had a medical redshirt year in there. And when I got done, I was just done, right? There's no professional for wrestling. And I mean, you have to be the elite of the elite to wrestle in college and to be a varsity guy and to be an All-American anyway, but even more so to move on to the Olympic level. I'm talking like it's a whole different level of elite and dedication of your life. And today we have MMA, a lot of wrestlers transition to that. MMA was not big yet when I was coming out, and I train a lot of MMA fighters now, work with them, love the sport, but the opportunities weren't there when I was coming out of college. So I had no way to compete. And there were nights I would go to bed and like literally break out in a cold sweat. I'm not talking figuratively, like literally break out in a cold sweat, stress and anxious and like worried because I had no way to compete. And I didn't know how I was going to like take care of this need. And then I discovered jiu-jitsu. And I had a friend of mine that invited me to a jiu-jitsu class, went in, rolled the very first day, fell in love with it. But here's what I fell in love with. It wasn't the competitive aspect of it. It was, and I did really well, all right? But I went in, and I'm like rolling, and I leave, and I'm driving home, and I'm thinking, there's a whole world of positions that are on the grounds that I've never been in, or I've never thought of them that way, techniques I haven't thought of. And a lot of these would not be legal in the sport of wrestling, you know, because we can't put pressure against joints. You can't choke somebody unconscious, things like that. But there are principles here behind a lot of these moves I think I could convert over and use in the sport of wrestling. Therefore, I started training in jiu-jitsu literally just to gain an outside perspective that I could utilize as a wrestling coach. So I trained and competed in jiu-jitsu for a while. And then there was a point where I was just like, you know what? I get way more excited when my wrestlers win than whenever I win. And so the competition aspect wasn't really there for me anymore. But I still love it as far as the training aspect. I mean, I'm a technician when it comes to the sport of wrestling, and I love technique, and I'm a technician when it comes to jiu-jitsu. I love technique. I love those things. But I had to get outside the box. I had to go outside my frame of knowledge, my frame, this reference and this guide, these guardrails or guidelines that I had in my brain for wrestling, and was able to open it up a little bit and add some things that my wrestlers have been using for years, drills and principles behind moves and techniques behind moves that I garnered from the sport of jiu-jitsu. Okay. And I had a private technique coach growing up who was a judo guy, and I already have some, you know, some judo throws and things I utilized with my wrestlers. But anyway, I was able to add these things in. So this is all part of the pull the mop, right? Instead of push the mop, this is pull the mop, outside perspective. It can be a game changer. So think about what you do for a living. Where can you go outside of what you currently do to gather or garner some knowledge and some wisdom and some actionable steps to utilize in what you do to become more efficient, become better? Don't just go with the flow and do what everybody else says, but literally question everything, think about what you're thinking about, and create and develop more efficient systems. So I feel like God's kind of given me the ability to do this, and I don't know why. I've always said, I don't know if I'm really smart or I'm not smart at all, because I have to break things down into very simple format. But the great thing is I'm able to learn and teach that way. So I'm able to take really complex things and teach them to my wrestlers or to my football players back when I was coaching football, to help them be able to learn these complex systems. And it's just the way my brain works, right? Who knows? Maybe I'm not smart or dumb. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. I don't know. But that's how I learn and how I'm able to teach. I think it's a blessing. And my favorite author, Andy Andrews, has a book called The Noticer. It's actually my favorite book, right? So Noticer 1, Noticer Returns, which is part 2. He's got a part 3 coming out in September. But he talks about being a noticer. And I think some people are this way. And again, this is sort of a kind of blessing I have that goes along with this. But being able to step back and notice things that maybe other people don't notice, all right? I'm saying all this not to brag on me. It's just the way I'm built. Everybody has gifts and talents and abilities. Man, I wish I could sing. I wish I could. There's a lot of things I wish I could do that I can't do. All right. But that's why it's good to have a coach, to have a performance coach, somebody who has a different perspective than you, who can see things differently. They can notice tendencies and then they can help you evaluate and add to your life. All right. So if you don't have one, I mean, I do coaching, and find somebody that does coaching that can help you in these areas. Now let's think about some people that are outside the box. Okay. Mike Leach. When Mike Leach came in, I know a lot of people were like, oh man, that dude was like crazy, right? So this guy didn't even have a big football background, was a lawyer, comes in, coached at a number of places, was around some amazing coaches, had some incredible coaches on his staff, most famous for whenever he was at Texas Tech and developing this air raid offense, which he developed actually before that, but was able to really utilize it there and everywhere he's gone. And his coaching tree is enormous. All right. I'm a huge OU football fan, and OU rocks the air raid offense, you know, and of course it's can be modified in a lot of ways and has developed and progressed over the years, and there are different forms of it. All right. But ultimately this thing kind of comes back to Mike Leach, like being outside the box, thinking differently. You look and you see these coaches, and many are phenomenal coaches, but in college or NFL, and they're holding these giant playbooks with a million plays on them, and everything is highlighted and this and that. And you look over at Mike Leach and the dude's holding like a napkin on the sidelines. And that's his entire playbook, right? It's in a napkin and he's writing down notes on this napkin as they're going. And he's able to take this very, what would be a complex offense looking from an outside perspective, and somehow have it simplified to the point that he can hold a napkin and his players understand everything that's going on and they can do this at very high levels. And now people are adapting it and using it all over the nation, not only in college football, but in the NFL. And people are literally changing the type of quarterbacks that they are recruiting now for the NFL to be able to utilize these offenses. All right. So, you know, you're bringing in like a Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs. You're bringing in, you know, a Jalen Hurts, you know, we'll see what he does this year, but a Kyler Murray before him, you know, who's able to run these type of offenses. Guys that are shorter, that are faster, that can run, that can throw, but they fit perfectly into these air raid offenses. They're not just standing in the pocket type quarterbacks. All right. A Baker Mayfield can do a little bit of both, but still can run this air raid offense. And I'm using these OU quarterbacks because for one, they're successful, for, you know, two, that they've been in these offenses, and I'm a huge OU football fan. So those are my examples. All right. But outside the box, that literally has changed the game. Like, I'm talking literally. All right. Look at some companies that have done the same thing. You take a Disney, who just did things different. Everything they do is on purpose. Everything they do at Disney is super high level. I mean, the smells, the views, everything is 100% on purpose and it's different. But then, like, you take an Apple, who is able to come in and progress technology so fast to a different level that people, I mean, geez, I remember, you know, 2002, like, I'm a college student without even a cell phone, okay? And now, like, my cell phone is on me 24 hours a day, and I do everything off of it. I mean, I rarely talk on it. You know, it's text, it's social media, it's running my business off of it. I mean, like, it's a computer that you carry with you all day long, and there's goods and there's good and bad, right? So positives and negatives when it comes to the cell phone. But Apple changed the game. And then you have, like, Airbnb, who doesn't even, like, own properties, right? They're utilizing other people's properties, and so now they're taking the place of hotels. You have Redbox, who comes in and, you know, they were sending out DVDs, and then now there's a Redbox everywhere, and you can just stop by and you get gas and or you go get groceries and then you grab yourself a movie. And then you have streaming and digital platforms that begin after that. And all of a sudden, the brick and mortar movie buildings are out of business, right? Things progress. People develop ideas that are better and more efficient. And then the ideas or the companies and the people that don't progress, they fall behind, they get bypassed, and then sometimes they become extinct. Now, it doesn't mean that you abandon the basics. Whatever the basics are of your business, of your sport, whatever, fundamentals are fundamentals, principles are principles, but you can find better ways to utilize those. So you only know what you know. You got to go outside and get somebody else's perspective many times. Or, hey, I tell you what, this is one of the beautiful things about reading books, okay, about just talking with somebody in a mastermind group. I can read a book, an entire idea that I've never even thought about just sparks off in my brain. And sometimes it turns into a podcast. Sometimes it turned into a chapter in my book, right? I took one little idea I read and I came up with an entire different principle or theory or something I developed out of that and then was able to utilize. These ideas, these abilities and these actions that come from those, that transpire from those, man, they happen whenever we are talking with other people or whenever we are reading information, whenever we're attending conferences, whenever we are educating ourselves about things that we want to get better at and grow, and whenever we become noticers and we pay attention to what's going on around us, all right? Had I not paid attention to the young lady who had never mopped the mat before, mopping the mat, again, air quotations, wrong, we thought, we would probably still be pushing the mop and doing extra work and it would be tough. I may have even walked over and said, hey, you're doing it wrong. Here's how you should do it. Thankfully, I noticed and then I thought for a second and then I went and tried it and realized it is the more efficient and better way to do it. There are more efficient drills I can implement in wrestling. There are better ways to do things than even the way I was brought up or from some of the coaches I had. And there are things that those coaches taught us that I'm 100% using all the time, right? Because they are phenomenal. So we're not always reinventing the wheel, but we can improve upon it. We can make it better. And sometimes the final product can look like a streaming service that looks totally different than a brick and mortar building. But guess what? They're all still based off of movies. They're also based off of TV shows. It's just developed and it is handed out to us differently. Okay. Outside the box. Who would have ever thought that instead of hailing a taxi cab, that you would have an app on your phone and you would just order yourself some dude that's working a side job, driving his car, and he'd come up and pull up and pick you up and take you where you want. And that's known as Uber or Lyft and those type of programs. Who would have ever thought about that, right? Now it's pretty normal for us. But a few years ago, it was revolutionary and it was killing the taxi cab business. Okay, so as I get ready to wrap this up, thinking outside the box. Don't do it just to do it. Don't do it just to be a weirdo, all right? And I'll admit, I'm different and unique in some ways. Like I've been wearing ultra running shoes forever, right? They're a little different, wide toe box. Now they're getting very popular, okay? But I saw them one time, I liked them, started wearing them, and they felt good. Okay, so for a long time, I had people like, dude, you always wear like the craziest shoes or different type of shoes or whatever it is, okay? I'm not doing it just to be weird or different because I saw it and I liked it. All right. But there are times that we're going to have to, on purpose, do things differently, not just for the fact of I want to be different or weird, but because I'm trying to find a better way. I'm trying to find a more efficient way. Sometimes we don't even know that we need a more efficient way until it's pointed out or somebody else starts doing it. And you're like, dang, I wish I would have thought about that. Well, how about you be the one that thinks about it? You be the one who creates it and maybe develops an entire business off of it. Maybe you can go in and you can help other businesses adopt this tool, adapt this program, this technology, this system, and it's something you can do for a living. And a lot of times it's going to be based off of your passion. You're going to have a passion in a certain area, and then you're going to have a discovery that happens because of that passion. So be willing to open your mind, think outside the box, add new things, bounce ideas off other people, gather ideas off other people, learn from other people, whether it's in person, or it's a coaching call, or it is through a book, or whatever, we can notice and we can learn from almost everywhere. Don't push that mop when you can pull the mop. Don't do it the hard way whenever you can find the easier and more efficient way. Again, you know I love hard work. I talk about hard work all the time. It's something we cannot bypass. There is no overnight success, but you can make your life easier. You can become better. You can help other people become better whenever you're willing to do these things I just talked about. All right. Hey, this has been another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Love you guys. Share this message with somebody else. Copy the link. Send it to them. Hopefully you gather something, you know, at least spark a thought in your brain and an idea that you can grow from. That's why I like doing podcasts. That's why I love listening to podcasts. That's why I like reading books. You know, I don't love reading. I don't love to sit there and it takes a mental discipline to do it. I can't say that I'm a great reader. Some people are like speed readers and stuff. That's not me, but I'm absolutely willing to do it to grow my brain and to gather other ideas and to become better and better and try to perfect my craft, become better at what I do. Podcast the same way. So share this with somebody else. And if you would, hop over on Apple Podcasts. First off, subscribe. Wherever you listen to this podcast, subscribe. Then you'll know immediately as soon as a new episode comes out. But then hop over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review and a quick written review. And then, probably you'll get a shout out at some point for that. All right. Thank you, guys. Love you. God bless. May God bless you and shine his face upon you and give you peace. Until next time, this has been another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Hey, before you go, I want to go ahead and direct you over to lanefrostbrand.com. This is my favorite clothing and apparel company. It's family owned and operated, and it is a championship company representing and honoring the late, great world champion bull rider, Lane Frost. Lane was an icon. He was one of my heroes growing up. So I'm proud every single time I put on that Lane Frost hat, every single time I put on one of those Lane Frost t-shirts, got the LF on it. I'm proud to represent. I think you will be too. Go check them out, lanefrostbrand.com.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.